This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hello, Paul, and greetings to all the listeners out there for this avid bit of audio. That's probably the best bit of audio you've heard since last week. So,
well,
yes.
That would be true. Absolutely true. And, of course, the great information, and you've got a great website to help people, and we'll give that at the end of the podcast. Let's get stuck into it. Scrabble. Playing Scrabble and Words online. Now, a lot of that has been happening, especially since these lockdowns and what have you. But you're saying be very, very careful with this and the people you chat to.
Very careful. So Scrabble Go, new thing on there, because lots of people like these, and Words with Friends, I actually do play Words with Friends, but people are complaining it's rife with harassment and potential scams. And people say, why? You'll go in there and you'll play a game with somebody, and suddenly they'll message you and say, hi, Paul, where are you from? And you go, Port Douglas. I've always wanted to come to Port Douglas. Do you think? And they start that relationship with you. And in the end, they'll come along, and it's about, if you don't respond back properly, they'll end the game. But it's about you getting trust in them and them supposedly trying to trust you. And they'll go, you know, Paul, I work on an oil rig in the middle of the Pacific. And we, due to COVID, we haven't been paid in weeks, and we're all a bit hungry. But we need to buy food from the canteen.
No.
Can you send us money?
Mm.
And a lot of people do, because they built that trust up with them. Believe it or not, Paul, according to the ACCC, Words with Friends this year has actually resulted in $598,000 worth of losses.
Wow.
That stuns me. Instagram, I've got to say, we'll just quickly go. Instagram is the worst so far. The whole of 2019, nearly $1 million from unsuspecting Australians. If you get messages on Instagram, 99% of them you can ignore, because they're from people you will never talk to and you don't need to talk to them at all. So Words with Friends and Scrabble Go, be very, very careful about going along, and you can talk to them, not a problem at all.
Mm.
But do we share personal details? No, we don't.
No.
Do we share financial details? No, we don't.
No.
So, and really, if somebody asks you for favours or money on there, it's time to go along and say, you know what, I'm going to move on to another game.
Yeah. Look, I can go through life without having a friend on an oil rig in the middle of the Pacific.
You can, or, you know, the other one was they're fighting in Iraq at the moment as well.
Right, okay.
Yes.
I tell you what, the scammers are out there, particularly during this time when people have been online probably much more than they normally would, and the scammers are always there. But, of course, Richard, there's one born every minute. Now, who said that? Do you remember who said that?
W.C. Fields?
No, I could stand corrected on this, but I reckon it was Barnum from Barnum Bailey Circus. I reckon there's a sucker born every minute. Well, don't you be the sucker. There you go. Great advice from Richard, our tech guy here on Fab FM.
Now, and if you don't know who W.C. Fields is, you need to Google him, folks.
Yes. Hello, that's a W.C. Fields. That's how he used to talk.
Exactly right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marion and I are involved in getting new phones, and thank you very much for allowing me to call you on a Sunday to get that advice while we're in the Telstra shop. Thank you for that, Richard.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, Paul.
No, thank you. Hey, listen.
We could do this for the next half an hour, and people will wonder when we're going to stop.
No, well, they tune out well before we finished what the nonsense we're doing. Now, if you're looking for an Apple product, you're saying wait a week.
Yeah, wait a week. June 23rd in Australia is the Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. So we'll hear all about it there. And I'll talk about all the announcements next week. So Apple will make announcements of new hardware and software. The software will come out at the end of the year. So that's the software for the phones and their computers. So they announce it now, and they'll show you all the new features, but they'll release it towards the end of the year. Hardware, we expect to see new iMacs, which is their desktop computer, and we might even see new iPads. So I always say to people, wait until the conference is over. They've made those announcements, because there's nothing worse going out and buying one today to find that a new one came out next week and I didn't tell you about it.
Should we have waited?
No. Phones are fine. So phones, the new iPhones will come out in, I reckon it's going to be October. I think we're going to see a few weeks delay. Normally out September, but I think we'll find they'll be in October this year. So you'll be fine, Paul.
Okay, but there is great savings apparently on smartphones.
There is great savings to be made. If you shop around for smartphones, some of the real top ends, I've seen a couple of stores selling the top end iPhones, and let's say the $2,500 one, very, very expensive, you might get $400-$500 off. Big savings on the top of the range Samsung Android phones. But look around for the plans as well, because if you sign up, Telstra have got $10 to $15 a month off some of their plans. So make sure you talk to them. And do the maths, Paul.
Mm.
People will go in, and we talked about this when you rang me, to go along and say, if a phone, they're going to put a phone on a contract, multiply it out over the 24 months and see if you'll save any money or is it cost neutral for it.
Mm. Well, we went to the Telstra shop in Cairns and Liam looked after us there, a lovely man, and came up with it and he gave us some good information. And we're on to a great plan now. It's saving us money. But the other thing that Liam did, and I thank him for that, is that we, because he didn't have our phones, as you're well aware, at the store because they're out of them, we were able to order them online through Apple. But a little trick that Liam told us was, hey, why don't you try a trade-in? Sometimes they allow you to have a trade-in. And so we did and saved $200 each phone for a trade-in.
That's great. That's very good news. Because, I would normally sell my phone. There is an Apple trade-in policy. Great. That's great news, Paul, and a great tip.
No, and we saved the money. It was absolutely fantastic. Richard, we reach now the crap app of the week. Now, this is a ripper this week. It's something to do with screen magnification.
You know that time, Paul, where you bought that phone and you only wish that really, I wish it was about 2 to 3 times bigger so I could watch a movie on there.
Right.
I personally have never had that, but I'm sure there's somebody out there who did. So what this thing is a piece of magnified plastic that you that you put in front of your phone to blow the screen up. And they tell you it's a 3D screen magnifier. No, it's not. There's nothing 3D about this at all. It says magnify the phone screen 2 to 3 times. Yep, perfect for watching movies and reading. No, not really. And it says it reduces the discomfort and visual fatigue caused by long-term focus on the small screen. No, it won't. And it can reduce the radiation. I've got no idea how that's going to work or why they can put that in there, but I don't think it's reduced radiation. One iota. It says it adopts HD zoom optical technology, no battery needed. No. Well, Blind Freddy would tell you if it's a magnified piece of glass, we don't need batteries in there at all. It says it's suitable for all smartphones. It would be. It's a piece of plastic you shove in front of it. So, you know, we don't need this. They say it's lightweight, easy to carry. Can I just say, if you go to a coffee shop, stick this front, they will say, who's the goose having a coffee? Looking at the big piece of plastic on there as well. Suitable for indoor, camping, tourism. There we go, Paul. One of the things...
Hang on. Whoa. Tourism? How does that work?
I've got no idea, Paul, but they slipped it in there. So I think Port Douglas should be buying lots of these things on their leisure other places. Really, they say it's a great gift for kids and the elderly. No, it's not. It's a terrible thing at all. You know, no, we don't need a good gift. And finally, a good gift for the old people. Grammatically no. Incorrect at all. So the phone screen magnifier is my crap piece of tech of the week.
Maybe the tourism is that when you're looking at pictures of the rainforest, it magnifies it so you can see the leaf closer or something like that. which normally you can zoom in on your phone anyway. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's very silly stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Terrible thing. So the phone screen magnifier, They're about $30. If you really want one, head over to Amazon, order one, because I won't be.
Now, that reminds me of a little gizmo. And I mean, it was very silly, and I guess it equates to the crap app of the week. You're just talking about the magnifier. This was a crap app of the time when television came out in Australia. Now, TV came to Australia. The first station on the air was TCN Channel 9 in 1956. And a couple of years later, and of course it was black and white up until the mid-70s, right? But maybe a couple of years after it came out, still black and white and going to be black and white for some time, they used to sell this piece of plastic. To make your television. You put it on front of your telly and it makes it colour television.
And I remember that.
Do you remember? And the piece of plastic had a blue, they had three strips. They had a blue strip that was the sky, right? It was brown or something to make the earth. Or something. And then I think there was a red in there somewhere. But anyway, it was just three colours and you put it on there and it was supposed to make it colour telly. Well, naturally, we bought one and put it up there and Mum looked at it and said, I think I could quote her in saying, take that piece of crap off.
Exactly right. There's nothing worse than a newsreader with a red face.
That's right. I remember the blue was on the top, but I can't remember the other two colours. But, you know, they were selling crap things like that back in about 1958.
And there will always be crap tech to talk about the sector so much. So
that's exactly right. Richard, before you leave us for this week, give us your website, please.
Is talktech.com.au.
Any little goodies up there this week?
There's always good stuff up there, and I've actually changed the look of the website a bit as well.
So try
and make it easier for me, a bit more colourful.
I love that. What, was that a piece of plastic on your screen or just real colour?
Real colour, Paul.
Real colour. Real colour. But, I mean, these days we expect colour, isn't it? We live in a world of colour, don't we? But back in those days, I've spoken to some young people and they say, how could you ever watch black and white television all the time? I mean, you'd get so sick of it. And I said, no, it was all we had.
Exactly right. It was all we had back then. And, you know, people should realise, I remember when we changed over from black and white to colour. It was like it was a miracle. So, yeah, we go, this is the best picture we will ever see, looking at something that's about 18 inches, you know, across.
That's right.
And TV could never, ever get better than this. So, you know, we look at what we've got today and it's amazing. It really is.
Do you remember which event they broadcast, the very first event in colour?
Not off the top of my head.
Melbourne Cup.
There we go.
Yes, and Think Big won the race.
There we go. Does not surprise me that you know that, Paul.
Yes, there you go. All right, mate, have a great week and take care. Stay safe.
Thanks, Paul.